You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our text is Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 10. A righteous man regarded the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. You cannot be a righteous person and be a terrible person. It is impossible. When you are righteous, it shows in how you treat people. But the Bible is even going so low to show us that it shows in how you treat even animals. If you are truly righteous, you will treat people right. You will treat people well. That is basically what the scripture is saying to us. To lay claim to be righteous and yet you are a wicked person is self-deception. You can't be a righteous husband and all that your wife knows is cruelty. Is you shouting down on her all the time. Is wickedness. You are not a righteous person. You can't claim to know Jesus and treat people poorly, and treat people badly. How would we know that you know Jesus? It's not all your noise. Some of you think that your knowledge, your involvement rather, in preaching, in ministry, is a proof of your knowledge of Christ. It is not. It boils down to how you simply treat people. You cannot be in Christ and be a terrible husband. It's impossible. I do say it and I want to say it again. No woman will ever regret marrying a man that is in Christ. Except people are deceiving themselves. You can never regret marrying a man in Christ. That man will never treat you wickedly. That man will never leave you nor forsake you. Because he didn't learn that from Jesus. How do you treat people? How do you treat people around you? How do you treat people who are lower to you? How do you treat people who cannot fight you? How do you treat strangers? That is the proof that you belong to Jesus. How do you say you know God, but you do not love man? How can you love God that you do not see, or you don't love man that you see? Our relationship with Jesus is revealed in how we treat people. The righteousness that is of Jesus Christ, the righteousness that is by faith, is expressed in how we treat people. If truly you have received that righteousness, that it is by faith. It's not so much of making noise. Everybody around you, they are terrified. Your children are terrified. Your spouse is terrified. In the office, people are terrified of you. And the same you will carry Bible and say, oh, I belong to Jesus. Which Jesus is that? Which Jesus that people do not enjoy being around you? Did you know that people love being around Jesus? Even children, they love to come to Jesus. Some of you, children cannot come to you. You are very terrifying. You drive them away. But children, they came to Jesus. Women came to Jesus. Men came to Jesus. There is nobody that don't want to be around Jesus. Except those whose ways are evil. Who are doing wickedly. Like the Pharisees. People loved Jesus. They want to be around him. It's so wonderful to be around Jesus, a great preacher, yet an ordinary fisherman that he called to be his disciple, who rest on his chest. That's how loving Jesus is. He treated everybody right. He never defrauded anybody. He never took advantage of a woman that came to rub his feet with her hair. Jesus never took advantage of that woman. I said, Madam, just, oh, no, come on. And then they will look at each other and begin to kiss. He never did that. How you treat people is a reflection of whether you are in Christ or not. Stop deceiving yourself. You can't be in Jesus and be wicked. You can't be in Jesus and be terrible. You can't be in Jesus and be a stubborn wife and be a disobedient wife. You can't be in Jesus and your husband says you are stupid. You too. You look at him in his face and say, you are also very stupid. You are a stupid husband. I'm telling you are not in Christ. You can't do all those things in Christ. A righteous person treats animal right, how much more human beings? I pray that the righteousness of Christ will truly find expression through your life in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.